Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Happy Monday morning, all. We are the Jocks coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond and Monumental Sports Network on the television side. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. You go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. You could do that today. It looks like we've got a two-man Junk show.
Looks like
at this point, it's Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Sitting across
What's
from
up?
Me.
What's up?
And it's your pal Cakes at Money Metal Cakes at Cake Slops on your Instagram on this post Father's Day Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Hope all is well.
Well, we knew JP was taking a week off. I didn't know Eric was taking a week off.
I had no idea that he was off either. So I guess we'll.
Didn't Drabby send a text? With all the schedules out, all
did,
the weeks
yeah.
off.
We filled that in.
I don't believe Bickles
this
had.
This past week, I believe.
I don't believe Bickle had this week off.
No, he didn't plan for the road closures.
Well, that means we'll be buying. Somebody's buying breakfast. We're going to be heartily fed later today.
We were talking about that on Friday.
The road closures have been tilting me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess they really started on Wednesday or Thursday last week.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that they'd be all done today.
Right. Uh-huh. Right.
They're pwning my commute.
What's the major road that's closed that's killing you?
I get off the exit for Independence Avenue.
I think
66 all the way in.
Yep.
And they got a car blocking
it right there. Yep.
Well, not just the exit. You get off the exit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then where I merge onto, it's blocked. So I got to go do a U-turn. I had to go back into Virginia.
Oh.
I went on the GW Parkway back into Virginia up 395.
Uh-huh.
Added 15 minutes to my commute.
I know nothing about civic planning and planning for an event of the magnitude of celebrating the Army's 250th birthday, but I would think if that happened on Saturday, all of the road closures should have been lifted and taken care of by midday Sunday.
That's
at the latest.
Very good point, Cakes. Mm-hmm. I would think so.
I mean, maybe I should be a consultant. Maybe I should be hired.
You would think that, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of tanks and a lot of structures and staging and all that they have to take down.
Okay, yeah. That, you know what? That's a fair point.
There might have been a lot of stuff, true.
That's a fair pushback.
But they should have planned for that because they've been planning for this celebration, this parade. They should have planned for the fact that they were going to have the roads open on Monday commuters.
You have some people pulling some OT on Sunday to make sure the roads are ready on Monday.
Well, wow. here's the thing about Bickle is that he loves to give JP a hard time about not giving enough time for road closures and all that. But Bickle used to get here at like 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened.
He gets here at 3 of.
He's almost barely beats JP. And it's been this way for like a year.
Yeah.
You know, he says he does his prep at home now, but he's pushing it.
Right.
He walks in here 1 minute before JP does every show.
Yeah.
I've noticed that is that he used to get in around 5:30 and then started getting a little bit later, a little bit later, a little bit later.
Uh-huh.
And he's by the skin of his teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I just like it. Personally, I like having a little time to get my computer set up, go get my coffee, go do what I have to do, hang out with the boys behind the glass for a couple minutes, chop it up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like walking in here like 5 minutes or 10, even 10. Like if I walk in here 10 minutes before the show starts, I feel flustered.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like I'm out of my routine.
I usually get in about 10 of.
Yeah.
Right, Drabby? I'm going to get about 5, 10 of. No,
you've always
of.
Been pretty consistent.
About 10 of.
Yeah.
But don't you like sit in your car for like 20 minutes?
Well, not that long.
Ponder life.
Yeah. I do. This is what I do. I just park on this. I don't go right to the hotel where we park, the Homewood. I go a couple blocks away.
I've seen your move. When I used to park at Homewood, I would see you drive by me at times and go down the next block.
Well, this is the weirdest thing.
Then I get on my phone.
Okay.
I pull off to the side, then I get on my phone and I check texts from the night before, emails.
Okay.
Check the top stories, check the scores.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to get my mind right.
Trying to get your bearings
instead
straight.
Instead of coming right in. I don't know. It's just the way I do it. I usually get here about
you do.
I usually get to my spot about 20 of, and I get into the studio around 10 of.
Got it.
That's just the way I do it, Maldives. I don't know what to tell you, man. Cut from a different cloth.
I can't imagine just sitting in the car. Yeah.
Sometimes I do just sit there and stare and just
you stare off into the distance.
Yeah. The only time I would do that is in the winter, like if it's super cold out, the car's nice and toasty.
Yeah,
I don't want to leave it.
You don't want to get out. Yeah.
But just sitting around.
I just did that today. I just parked on the side of the street and just pondered life and checked my phone.
Yeah. So how was your Father's Day, Jason? Was it a good one?
It was standard.
Good times?
It was standard.
Okay, just hang with the fam.
I don't do much. I like to watch.
Keep it nice and low key.
I like to watch the U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm.
And we had pupitella for dinner.
Ah, very good.
So usually I like to grill out.
Sure.
But, you know, the weather wasn't great. Mm-hmm. My wife wasn't feeling it. So I said, well, all right, well, let's go to pupitella, pick up some Zaz. Some meatballs.
Very good.
So I went and got that and brought it back, and then we had that. My wife made a salad. My daughter made a tomato mozz salad. It was very good.
Oh, so good. And, sounds delicious.
Just watched the U.S. Open until, you know, through a couple rain delays until about 8:10.
Very good. J.J. Spahn takes it down.
Finally went to sleep. Yes.
Valdez, can you update me? I have not yet checked all of the numerous bets that we made heading into the weekend. All of the miscut bets and who's going to shoot what bets. I don't know. Is my account felted? Did I make any money? I have no idea.
Well,
I know that Rory boned me by making the cut. I mean, that was a dagger right to the heart when I saw that.
No.
I was like, well, that's 25 bucks down the drain.
What did he birdie? Did he birdie 15 and 18 on Friday to make the cut?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought for sure
he played like butt up until then.
He just ripped my heart out, that guy.
I mean, he was so pissed, too.
I think I'm in the red from those bets. But
I think
it's okay.
So.
It's okay. I'll find a way to scratch and claw and make it back somehow. It's all good.
My favorite bet of under the winner total being 278.5.
Yeah.
Which means the winner has to come in at 2 under or better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not good.
Not good.
I think I lost every bet.
Right, because the winner was at 1 under.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to go just look at the losses. Look at the L's.
And
sometimes that's the way it works.
And if it wasn't for Spahn just having two perfect drives on 17 and 18, it might have been even worse than that.
Right.
It might have gone to the playoff.
Stupid Oakmont that they trick up to make it possible.
Well, I mean, the course was absurd. And then once the rain came, if you were in the rough at any point on Sunday, you were dead ski.
Yeah, it's over.
I mean, you saw how many guys just struggled. Some guys took 3 shots to get out of the rough.
Mm-hmm.
That's how brutal it was.
If you're in the fairway, you struggled.
That's true.
Sam Burns. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
His ball is in a puddle.
I know.
And they said, no, you got to go hit it like this.
Yeah. He was so
I don't understand it. I would have been pissed too.
Yeah.
What's the point of the rule?
He goes, did you hear him say that's effing ridiculous?
No.
He said that afterwards.
Well,
after he hit the ball way left into the rough. And then I think he ended up double bogeying that hole. But yeah, it was, I mean, the course, obviously, a U.S. Open course is going to be brutal. And then you add the rain and the fact that there was puddles on the fairway and the ball wasn't going anywhere after the rain delay. It was nearly impossible.
Also, what the USGA does, what the PGA doesn't do, is that they make you play everything down.
Yes.
So it's different than a
no lift, place, and clean. Yeah. Nope. No, can't do that.
No preferred lies.
Got to hit those mud balls.
Yes.
As they lie.
Well, the fact that Spahn finished the round or finished the week 1 under, considering how difficult the course was and the rain delays and everything, it's kind of crazy. But he's the U.S. Open champ. And how'd you guys feel about, especially Valdez, since I know you watched a lot of it, how did you feel about the final round, the rain delays? Some of the, you know, the bigger names weren't really there. I know Rahm came in at four over, but he really didn't have a shot. Scheffler had a couple opportunities, but your bigger names weren't there. I mean, besides Hovland.
I thought it was electric.
Yeah, I actually liked it too. I was rooting for Adam Scott until, I like Sam Burns too, but I was definitely rooting for Scott. But then after those guys were eliminated, you know, basically on the 15th hole,
I was rooting for I was rooting for Scott because I thought that would be a good story. Plus, I feel like he should have more than one major.
Mm-hmm.
I was anti Sam Burns. I hate Sam Burns.
How come?
Why do you hate
because,
that guy's
because he's Scotty's lackey.
Oh,
so, okay.
So basically, Scotty whines and cries to get his buddy on the Ryder Cup team all the time. So not a big that? Sam Burns.
He's
guy.
A charity case, Sam Burns.
But I know everyone thinks like JJ Spawn's a joke, but he was in a playoff with Rory at Sawgrass earlier this year.
Yeah,
he can ball. He went from, and this is what I like, is that he was Data Golf's like 164th ranked player this time last season. Now he's 25th.
Yep.
So I just like the idea that this guy really elevated his game to the next level.
Yeah. Well, a few years ago, Kevin Kisner talked about it. I mean, Spawn was in a bad spot mentally about his game, and Kisner just took him aside in the locker room after an event and said, "Bro, come on, you're a good player. Get it together. Stay confident." And then Spawn's caddy apparently came up to Kevin Kisner and said, "Thanks a lot for doing that, man, because he needed it." But he was—he's got a lot of talent, a lot of talent, and I felt great for him, man. I feel really great for him.
Great ball striker.
Hell yeah, man! It's a good story.
He's definitely a short king too.
Yeah,
oh, he is.
Oh my god!
Oh, yeah. How tall is JJ Spawn?
He might be 5'4".
5'4"?
I mean, he's bigger than 5'4".
I'm gonna say 5'9", about 5'10".
He's tiny. There's no way he's 5'9".
Wikipedia says 5'8", but those always add an inch or two.
Okay, so he's 5'6". He's like 5'6" and a half.
He's very short.
Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's hard to imagine a male 5'6". But, I mean, I know they're out there.
He's sitting next to a couple of them.
Yeah. Hey, I'm at least
even
five,
Cakes is tiny.
I'm at least 5'7". Maybe.
Aren't you 5'8"? Aren't you 5'8"?
The last time I got officially measured, it might have been like 5'7¾". But right, I'll take 5'8".
I'll round up. 5'8".
I'll go with 5'8".
No, but Spawn, that's a career changer.
Absolutely.
That win.
Totally.
I mean, he's always going to make plenty of money, and he's won one other time on tour, but... And he's always going to make cuts and make money. But in terms of what you do for your career,
mm-hmm.
that is a career changer.
Oh, majors winner just totally elevates you.
It really is. It's kind of a life changer.
We haven't had a guy just rise out of nowhere lately with the majors. It's always been like the big guns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Scotty, Rory, Xander, Bryson. Yeah.
It's good to see some fresh blood in there.
I kind of like it.
It's not bad.
Also, very underrated trophy, Not just the trophy.
Pretty good one. It's pretty solid.
But you get a medal, too.
Oh, you also get a medal?
Oh, yeah. It's silly.
That is pretty good.
J.J. Spawn's walking around on the Golf Channel with his medal hanging down.
It's got to be a gold medal, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like real gold, gold-plated? Like, do we know the details?
I don't know the carat.
All right, Valdez, get on that. Get on that during the break.
I'm going to guess it's real gold, but who knows?
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we'll get into the sports page, talk NBA Finals. Otani is back pitching again and more. And coming up later, we'll do more U.S. Open with Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel. He'll join the Junks coming up at 8 o'clock here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.